The entire project will cost $20 million. When it's done, the Cat Islands will be restored and a 4-mile wave barrier will be installed. The barrier will help protect more than 1,000 acres of shoreline wetlands. Stephen Check is the project manager with the Corps of Engineers. He says the Cat Islands were eroded years ago by high water and harsh storms.
There was a couple of events that took place in the 70s that ended up washing most of the Cat Islands away.
The project is being done in conjunction with habitat restoration associated with the PCB cleanup currently being done on the Fox River. Check says only clean sediment will be used to fill in the islands. Contaminated materials are shipped to a special landfill.
There's a beneficial reuse of the clean dredged material that we pull out of the bay. And if we put it here, we also do a complete ecosystem restoration of that entire wetland, and we restore, you know, roughly 274 acres of islands that have washed away in the past that will support wildlife and aquatic ecosystem restoration.
Check says all sediment pulled from the bay will be tested to ensure it's not laden with PCBs. Dredging is scheduled to begin in October. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.